From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan has given the most extensive justification so far for the U.S.'s use of unmanned drone strikes against suspected terrorists. The strikes have been controversial because they can even target U.S. citizens without judicial oversight. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Brennan claimed the strikes were both legal and the most ethical way to prevent potential terrorist attacks.
Speaking at a Washington, D.C. think tank, Brennan launched into an extensive defense of the use of unmanned aerial vehicles to launch lethal strikes. He said these attacks protect the lives of Americans and innocent civilians on the ground.
It's this surgical precision, the ability with laser-like focus to eliminate the cancerous tumor called an Al-Qaeda terrorist while limiting damage to the tissue around it. That makes this counterterrorism tool so essential.
Brennan's speech is timed to coincide with the one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden on May 2nd of last year. The administration has been using the occasion to trumpet what they see as successes in the fight against terrorism. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked a new Texas law that would have prevented Planned Parenthood clinics across the state from receiving state funds for health screening and contraception. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the clinics do not provide abortions or provide abortion counseling, but the state cut off their funding because they are affiliated with separately funded Planned Parenthood clinics that do.
Judge Lee Yeezy, appointed by President George W. Bush, said that a new state law enacted by a Republican-dominated legislature would likely violate the First Amendment rights of Planned Parenthood clinics by denying them funding because of their affiliation with those who advocate and perform abortions. That, he said, would appear to be a clear violation of the First Amendment guarantee to freedom of expression and association. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and China are being tested by news that the U.S. Embassy has given refuge to a blind Chinese activist who had escaped house arrest. In Washington, President Obama would not comment on the matter specifically, other than to say that the issue of human rights remains at the forefront of U.S.-China discussions.
Every time we meet with China, the issue of human rights comes up. It is our belief that not only is that the right thing to do because it comports with our principles and our belief in freedom and human rights, but also because we actually think China will be stronger.
The president spoke during a joint news conference with Japan's prime minister. Dow down 15 points. This is NPR. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Three Cups of Tea author Greg Mortensen. Four readers of his best-selling book about efforts to build schools in Pakistan claim that the author defrauded them by making up some of the story. NPR's Pam Fessler has details.
U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon dismissed the suit against Mortensen and his publisher, The Penguin Group, as imprecise, flimsy, and speculative. The suit was brought after news reports that Mortensen fabricated parts of the book, including that he was kidnapped by the Taliban. Defendants had sought refunds for all those who purchased the bestseller. Mortensen used his book to help raise millions of dollars for his charity, the Central Asia Institute, which has helped to build schools in Pakistan. Earlier this month, Mortensen agreed to pay the charity $1 million after Montana's attorney general found that the author had mismanaged the group's funds. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
One World Trade Center under construction since the Twin Towers were destroyed in the 9/11 terror attacks now edges out the Empire State Building as the tallest in New York City. Workers raise a steel column to the top of the building today, putting it at just over 1,250 feet. But Patrick Foy, executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, says there's much more to the skyscraper than meets the eye.
What we've built is not only the tallest skyscraper in New York, it is a tower that will be the safest and most secure in the world, one that will also be the most environmentally sustainable office building of its size anywhere.
The building's not done. Floors are still being added. It's not expected to reach its full height for at least another year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.